So we're going to talk about the Din of Shiv Nekiyim. So Safra La Shivas Yamim. So what does that mean? So Ramban says in Parshas Emor, this does not mean to count. It's not like Sfiras HaOmer, you don't have to count it. Why? So he says Chazal understood that way. Chazal understood that even though Sfiras HaOmer means to actually count B'peh, but here the Ramban says it doesn't mean to count B'peh. So there's a Shla. The Shla says that Meduk and Tosfos that he doesn't hold by the Ramban. Because the Tosfos in Menachas Samechei, so he says, it's a Kasha. He asks, why is it that we don't make a bracha on Shivan Nekiyim, on the Din of Safra LaShivas Yamim? So the answer is the Tosfos that you can't make a bracha because you're afraid Shemeter V'tister. It's a mitzvah to count Shiv Nekiyim, but only if you finish it. The mitzvah is V'safra L'Shiv Yamim. If you only get to day three, and then you see Dam, comes out, you won't make any mitzvah, comes out L'mafreya, your bracha was a bracha vatala. So therefore, says the Shla, see from Tosfos something very interesting. He's saying you don't count on Sphere Shiv Nekiyim, but mashma, there's such a thing as Sphere Shiv Nekiyim, there's something that you're doing that Tosfos is talking about has a havamina, you should make a bracha. So says the Shla, if so, a woman every day should count today is day so-and-so of Shiv Nekiyim. So there are some women who do that, but the Nodi Yehuda, he has the kasha that you can't get out of, which is that it's impossible. It couldn't possibly be. It can't possibly be that a woman has to count B'peh Shiv Nekiyim. Because if it's Safra La Shivas Yamim meant you have to count it, so then the pasuk that says V'acher Titzer, after you've been kaim V'Safra La Shivas Yamim, you become Tahar. So if she didn't count, if she missed a day, that would destroy her Shiv Nekiyim. If she missed a day, counting that even Bidiyevich would not be able to go to the mikvah. If she would go to the mikvah without having said today is day three, it would come out. If the Shla is true, it should follow that she would still be a Zava and be Nisr Karis. So either V'safra La means count or it doesn't mean count. So obviously it does not mean count. So if it says in Odi Behud, it's impossible that anyone holds that V'safra La means to count B'peh. Yeah. Says like this, the Nodi Behuda, yeah? The Nodi Behuda says that the Pasuk says, V'safra La Shivas Yamim, count Shivas Yamim. Now, if that means to count B'peh, if so, so then you don't have V'safra La Shivas Yamim if you don't count it. If so, what happens if she has 7 days and didn't count one of the days and goes to the mikvah? She's still Tzmeya. Right, because the chiddush of the Torah is the acher titter. After you have the safra la shivas yamim, then she could be matar. If she doesn't have that, she can't be matar. So if according to the shla you have to count to the path, so lechayra it should be ma'akev.
But why is that a problem? Let it be
ma'akev. Okay, so there's no way in the world that the shla could be the first one to say a din that's ma'akev. And that everyone before the Shla wasn't Yotzei Shiv Nekiyim.
But in the also the world of the Shla, at the same exact time, no one ever said it to count Feirush other than the Shla. You say the same thing also. The Shla also
Right.
Himself.
So I'll tell you like this. You're right. You're right about that. We could ask about everything that if it's a Chiddush, why don't they say it beforehand? You're right. Okay. So Bidochek. You could hear that before the Shla, it was so posh that no one mentioned it, that you should, that for several law, that it's a good thing to count it. But if it's something that's ma'akev, but even the Shla didn't mean to say it was ma'akev, but l'chayr l'fi l'shla should follow that it's ma'akev, and if it is ma'akev, then it's inconceivable that there shouldn't be a major topic of discussion in Maseches Nida. So the shail is, so Imkain, what does Tosfos mean? Tosfos talks about, says, why you don't make a bracha on Sfirah. So there is a sphere. So I heard from Rav Herschel Schachter, he says something that I think is Pashut. He says, that's not what Tosis meant. He didn't mean on the counting you should make a bracha. There's no mitzvah of counting. He meant on the bedikos you should make a bracha. Because the safra la shivas yamim chazal means to do bedikos in the shivas yamim. And on that, there should be a bracha. Part of keeping Shiva Nikiyim is that there's a mitzvah of safra la. Part of the mitzvah is to do bedikos. And we'll talk soon about how many bedikos is ma'akev. But there is a number of bedikos that are actually ma'akev. And therefore, before you do those bedikos, you should have to make a bracha. And on that, Tosus is answering Shematira Batister. So that's Pashut. I saw the Sefer Eshkol, Simon Mem Dalet, he also writes this. He says, you don't count the peh. He says, Ella, what does the Safrala mean? Ella she tachu she yiu nekiyim v'teide hacheshbon. The Safrala Shivas Yama means that she should be careful that they're nekiyim and she should know that there are 7 days and know that they were clean. That's the Safrala. The Safrala means you should have clarity that there are 7 clean days here. So L'chayr, which I didn't say the Feirish with Bedikos, but L'chayr he means with Bedikos, and that is the Safrala. The Chavis Das points this out, Sif Katzin Gimel, that this din of Bedikos is a din to race of Sfira. He points out the whole sugya on Samach Test, is a whole sugya that says we need Sfurim Lefineinu. There's a halacha that Shiva Nakim, if you have Shiva Nakim but you didn't do Bedikos, the Gemara says that on a Deraisa level there is no din of Shiva Nakim because you need Sfurim Lefineinu. And the Gemara has a whole story there, but a woman who knows she saw Dam, she knows she was a Zava Gadola, but she forgets when. She completely has no idea in the calendar when. But she's makbid on a din of Tefillah V'Zman Mitzvah, right? There's a machlokis, the minhag is to be mekel, but there's a machlokis tanam, that perhaps Sfira B'Zman is mitzvah. You have to go to the mikvah the day that on a deraisa level you become tahar. So Mimela, she didn't know when she was finished being a zava. So therefore she doesn't know when she has to go to the mikvah. So the Gemara says she doesn't have to go to the mikvah for the zava gedola because you need Sfurim Lefineinu. That if you didn't do a bedikos in the Shiva Nakiyim, you didn't do any bedikos, so even on a deraisa level, there's no chiyuv of tefillah because you have definitely not been mekayim Shiva Nakiyim because you don't have the din of sfira. Rabbi Yeshua also, the Tanna Rabbi Yeshua, so in his sheet you also see very clearly that bedikos is what makes a din of sfira, because he held that if you miss any one of the days of Shiva Nakiyim, you don't do a bedika, so that it doesn't count. He says, if you do a bedikah on day Aleph and then on day Zion, he says, all you have is 2 days, you have to do another 5 more days. Right? So he says, not seeing Dam, if you don't see Dam, it's not Soser, but to counter Shiva Nakiyim, you have to do a bedikah on that day. That's what Yeshua Shita, which we don't hold like. We don't hold like, I'm just bringing out, the Chavis Das just brings out from there, you see the concept behind Sfira is bedikos. I mentioned last week, Hagos Maimonios, that said even Bedikos and Shiva Nakiyim is just a Rabbanan because there's no Hargasha. So we spoke about that last week, about that Hagos Maimonios, and he L'chayr will say, he'll have to change it a little bit and say that no, Sfira doesn't mean Mamash doing Bedikos, we do Bedikos, but really if she would be very careful to pay attention if she's having a hargasha, that would also count as a bedika. But Lamaisa, the Iker in Rishonim is what's taken is that these bedikas are deraisa, and the deraisa mitzvah is to do bedikas. That's the deraisa mitzvah of sfira. I know Herr Chazal know that you don't have to count the peh. Herr Chazal know that, so Ramban just says Chazal knew that. I would just say it's Pashra Chazal knew that, because the Safra La, to say it means bepeh, is a little funny. Like, who says it means bepeh? The Safra La Shiva Siyama just means she has to be mavar. Sfira has that lashon of, like, not just that 7 days passes, klape shemaya, but that you know 7 days passes. So the Safra just means you should count out the 7 days. It doesn't mean it has to be bepeh. It just means be mavar, you really have 7 days. By Sfira Sa'omer, So there Chazal says Bepeh. Why? Because there, you don't have to be mavar anything. Everyone knows on their calendar when Shavuos is going to be, right? 50 days, right? If I would forget to count, Klal Yisrael is still going to make Shavuos on the same day. Right? We'll all know when to make Shavuos, even if we miss a day of Sfiras Omer. That's Pashat. So therefore, what does it mean that there should be a Sfira L'Kol Echad V'Echad? Of course you know what Shavuos is. Oh, it means do a Pepeh. But by V'Safra La, it's telling you something else. It's telling you, be Mavara that these are Nekiim. How? By doing Bedikos. Yeah.
I was going to ask on Sfira.
Okay, good.
It comes out very funny then, because it comes out, what Din Daraita is that, like, there's different gradations of Din Daraita, meaning you're going to tell me, one Shita is only do it once.
Okay, we'll talk about that. 100%. How could that be a Din Daraita?
Din Daraita needs to be very, very
Mukhlat,
no?
Yeah, so let's talk about that. If we don't get to it, remind me, but I think we'll get to that. Yeah. Maybe since you're asking it, what I would say is that there's what's considered a sfira, and then there's a hider mitzvah in being even more clear. You know, like kol hayad hamarba livdo kareza meshubach. So the Torah says you need to do, let's say, two bedikos, an aleph and a zayin. That's what the Torah says, that's a minimal v'safrala. And then you have v'safrala. But it's better to be more careful. So be more careful and do sphere every day. I mean, it's sort of like a hider mitzvah type of thing.
That's all based on Chachamim. Meaning Chachamim, they instituted me.
That they'll say that is like a more shalom, beautiful fulfillment of the safra. The Torah says, be careful that these days are clean. So
just
it's better if I do.
Just to make it a little more practical.
Yeah.
The mice is the mitzvah of the Ben Adam Makom.
Right.
Oh,
100%. So if it's a mitzvah, that makes a nafgim, you know, that you should think, I'm doing this l'shem mitzvah. Well, L'chaira, it's good to think it. I saw one sefer says, it's good to do with your right hand. Like, all mitzvahs are good to do with your right hand.
So you have to come understand.
Yeah.
Without
kavana, would you have to do it again? I have to think about that. I never thought about that, so. How do you do Bedikah without Kavana? I don't know how to do that, but...
No, I mean...
Okay.
The Kavana is, I'm making sure I'm...
Right, so Mistama... Right, Mitzvah Shrich is Kavana, so you should have Kavana. If you don't have Kavana, I would think L'chor, that's not Ma'akev, because L'maisa, you have the idea. I think it's not Ma'akev. I have to think about that. Let me think about that. That's interesting. It's hard to do bedikas without any kavan. Okay, yeah.
But it'd be like the Mishnah Berurah, Kos Chayyada, as long as it's nicker from your actions.
Right, yes, I assume that. But if Yosef's asking, what if? Okay. She was just scratching herself there. And I don't know what. I don't know. Okay, hard to imagine. Also, there's another din that comes out of this, from the sheets of Tosus. Tosus Sanida Samach Tess. See, he says a din that there's a din in Megillah Daf Chaf that says, Ein Sfira Ela Biyom. Sfira has to be in the day. And what the Gemara means by that, and not like Sfira Omer, the opposite of Sfira Omer has to be at night, because of Tzmimos. But the Gemara is talking about in Shiv Nekiyim, there's a halacha like this. That even though we know Shiv Nekiyim, you can't go to the mikvah until the nighttime. We'll talk about why that is. But Midaraisa, the time for Tefillah, you don't have to wait till the nighttime. You just need to suffer La Shivas Yamin V'Acher Titter. When you finish being so for 7 days, you can be Matahar, even though it has not been 7 full days. So says the Gemara, had he finished being so for 7 days, so in the morning of the 7th day, the woman could already go to the mikvah. Why? Because she's already been Mekayim counting 7 days. Right? Not Mamash counting, but being Mavar these 7 days. So the Gemara says, why could she go to the mikvah just in the morning? Why don't we let her go to the mikvah ready at the beginning of the seventh day, being at night? Why can't she go to the beginning of the night? Lel Yom Zayin. So the Gemara says, because Sfiras Laila Lo Shmei Sfira. It has to be 7 days, and the night is just a tuffle to the daytime. And therefore, to have a minimum kiyum of a Sefer L'Shivas Yamim, she has to wait until the morning on day 7, and then she could go to the mikvah min haTorah. Rabbanim would go to not that way. But min haTorah, she could go to the mikvah on the morning of the 7th. But not at night, because Sfiras Laila isn't Sfira. So says Tosis, based on that, on Daf Samach Tes, says Tosfos, so therefore, bedikos and shiv nikiyum have to be in the day. A woman can't do her bedikos at night. Meaning in Tosfos, it sounds like if she would do all those bedikos at night, you would have a problem. It wouldn't work, because the bedikos have to be in the day. It's Pella. Right? So once you hear that, you could really hear what Rav Yos, right? What you're suggesting is that maybe without Kavani, you could also blow it. I mean, that if there's not a the Safra, it has to be in the daytime. So that's what Tosfos says. It's interesting, the Mishnah says in Megillah, any mitzvah that's in the daytime, b'diyeved could be done from alos, l'chatchila should be done after nates. So l'chayra, b'dikas have to be done after nates, because it's a din of spheras. Laila is not Sfira, and therefore the bedikah has to be done with Dafka in the daytime. So that's what Tosfos holds. Lechem is similar. That's the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch on Nida. So he says b'diavad you could be mekel. Right? Sometimes it's important to be mekel b'diavad. You know, so like if a woman has a moch that is in there at night, and then she forgets to do a bedikah on day one, so she could count the as her bedikah of day one, she could count the moch because it was at night. It's a night. There's no bedikos. So Lechem Simla says, yeah, that's what Tosfos says. The Eshkol also writes that, but that's because they're really taking this really stark that the kiyum of Safra is the bedikah. That's the chiddush. He says other Rishonim we don't find pointing that out. Right? The truth is, I don't know if anyone points out against that, but he just points out that they don't mention this. They don't mention this point. Why would it be chol? Because you could say it's a bechidush Tosfos, right? Because Tosfos is saying, I understand that you have to go into the seventh day to be v'safar l'shavas yamim, but the bedika l'chari, you could say even if the bedika is at night, but it's still being mavara the daytime. Right? Who says the bedikah mamish has to be in the daytime? If you're checking, that's mavar, not just the night, it's also mavar of the day. For haraya, you don't have to do 7 bedikahs. You don't have to bedieved. It's enough with bedikah on the first day and the seventh day. You don't have to be bodik every day. So therefore, the emesis Tosfos is a chiddush. It's a little bit of a chiddush, saying that if you check at night, it's completely not a bedikah, and it's mamish as if you didn't do a bedikah. So but he's taking this idea that the mitzvah of Safra Allah is that at daytime you should do a bedikah. Now, the number of bedikahs, so we already mentioned this, but the number of bedikos, so bedieved, the Gemara tells us on Samaches that you just need Aleph and Zayin. It's enough with the Aleph and the Zayin. Rabbi Chanina says you need both Ayin and Zayin. If you don't have the first day and the seventh day, that's Ma'akev. And Rav said, no, if you have either the first day or the seventh day, that's good enough. You could go to the mikvah. It's just either one or 7. So what's the halacha? So most of Shonim go like Rav Lakula. The Sefer Truma goes like Rabbi Chanina. The Beis Yosef is machmer like Rabbi Chanina, and he says ve'ein lahakol. And even though even the Sefer Truma, who goes like Rabbi Chanina, says reza chumra, but the Beis Yosef takes the chumra to the point he says ve'ein lahakol, and therefore even though there's definitely room to think to be mekel, but Shulchan Aruch accepted ve'ein lahakol. The only kulas that are given, the Ksam Sofer mentions the kula. He says if the wife came home and was ready with her husband, so b'diyeved will rely on Rav. We won't go for this chumra. Also, the Aruch HaShulchan says a woman who's having a very hard time becoming tahora, Also, we could rely on this kula, right? A woman having a hard time, let's say she has a makkah, and she's told on her makkah, but lamaisa, the minimum number of bedikas you still need a good bedika, a bedika that comes out clean. So if she doesn't get it on day 1 and 7, he says to be maker, like, rather, you need only either 1 or 7. Now, what about if you don't have 1 or 7, and you have in middle of the week? Right, so we said you need 1 and 7. But we said b'shas hatzchak gadol, you could rely on just 1 or 7. What if you just have day 3? Just have day 3. So that's not Rav and not Rav Chanina. So what about then? So then there's also, it's not totally pashut. So in Rav Chanina, it's pretty pashut. It seems pretty pashut that you need 1 and 7. But in Rav, so here we have a machlokus. The Rashba says you need 1 and 7 bedafka. If you have other days, it's not going to work. If you have... it's just not going to work because you need the beginning and the end. Can't be the middle. However, the Ra'ah says that he doesn't understand. Why should he need 1 or 7? That's very strange. L'chaira, if 1 works because it's the beginning and 7 works because it's the end, so 3 should also work. It's the end of 3 days and it's the beginning of the next days. Like, what does it matter? If you tell him it doesn't matter if it's the beginning or the end, so even 1 day in the middle should work. So that's the Ra'ah. Seems like a good taina. We'll see. Maybe we'll come up with an answer to it. But that's what the Ra'ah holds. The Aruch HaShulchan actually says v'shas tzchak gadol to rely on that. To rely with just one bedika. Now, if a woman has gotten a heter to do just one bedika, so she's going to want to do either day 1 or day 7. Right, you don't want to rely on the, if you don't have to, on the Ra'ah. Should she do day 1 or day 7? What's better to do? So I saw an interesting point in Rav Karp, Mishmeres Tara. So he says an amazing point. He says, if you look at most Rishonim, many Rishonim, they write that they don't just say that you could do 1 and then you're okay to go. Just wait till day 7 and then go to the mikvah. They say if you just did a bedikah on day 1, on the night of the mikvah, do a bedikah and then go to the mikvah. They throw this in. She did a bedikah day 1, didn't do any more bedikos. So they write, this is the Rambam, Ramban, or Zeruah, Chinuch, Sefer Truma. They all have this lashon. And the same lashon is in the Gemara. The Gemara also has that lashon in Rav. That if you only do b'tikah day 1, you could b'tikah yom ches works. That do another b'tikah right before she goes to the mikvah. Before she goes to the mikvah, she should do another b'tikah. Why is that? This is a bit of a pella. Should do another bedikah. Right? We thought 1 or 7 is good enough. Why do we have to say do 1 and then do day 7? So Pshat said, no, we got it wrong. Sfira Shev Nekiyim requires a bedikah at the beginning and a bedikah at the end. A bedikah at the beginning and a bedikah at the end are mevarer that these days are clean, because it has the chazakah at the beginning and a chazakah at the end, there was no dam, and therefore that's machs at the middle. Without that, you really don't have it. You don't have a din bedika. Ah, so what was the whole question of 1 or 7? The pshat is, no, you always have a hefsek tara, and at the end, you're always going to need a bedika. If it's not in the 7 days, it'll be after the 7 days, before you go to the mikvah, but you always need the beginning of the end. What was the shayla? The shayla was, in Shiv Nekiyim, how many bedikas do you need? On that, Rav said, as long as you have 1. As long as you have 1, it's good enough. If you have day 1, so then the days are bracketed by the bedika you'll do right before the tefillah, after day 7. If you only have day 7, then the days are bracketed by the bedika of Hefsek Tara that you did before the 7. But there always has to be this bracketing. Im Kain, it could be it's a mistake. He just points out that it's not so pashut to allow just a day Aleph. Meaning, even if it's true, right, you could be making b'shasas chach, you could be making like Rav, but if you're only going to do, if she's really only going to do one bedika, he says that bedika, she should make sure it's the Hefzik Tara and the Yom Shiva. If you just do the day one, there's room to say that even Rav wasn't making. So that's a chash of a point. Now, Efshai thought, you know, with this sort of lumdus, we could get back to the Rashba. The Rashba said something strange. He says, you either need day Aleph or day Zion. So Shail is how does that make any sense? Either Aleph or Zion, but not Gimel. L'chair, if I just need one Bedika, why does it have to be Bedafka the first or the seventh? What, there's no svar in that. Let it be the middle. Right? If it doesn't have to be the first, it could be the end. What's special about the beginning or the end? So that's the Raz Kasha, the Starka Kasha. Maybe you could say Al Derech Zeh is that the what creates Sphere Shiva Nekiyim is you have to define this period. Right? To suffer a Shiva's Yamim, you have to define there's a 7-day period of Tahara. It's interesting, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky makes a point, just nothing to get at this, but in many places, the word shivas is different than the word shiva. Yeah, you know this? Shivas, or shloshes, is different than the word shlosha. Shivas means a period of 7 days. Shivas yamim is a period of 7 days. Shiva yamim means 7 days. Okay, we don't have time to explain completely what the difference is, but it says the suffer shivas yamim means you have to be so for that there should be a period of 7 days. So you are being koveya a period of 7 days. How do you do that? By bracketing it, by having the beginning and the end, like Lashon of Rabbi Eliezer was Tchilasim v'sofon b'inan. But what does that mean? What's Rav's Kula? Rav's Kula is you have Tchilasim v'sofon by, you have a beginning and the end, because you always have Hefzik Tara, and even if you don't do day Shiva, you'll do right before going to the mikveh. You have a beginning and end. The problem is v'safra la is that in the Shiva Nekiyim, you also have to do it. V'safra la is a mitzvah in the Shiva Nekiyim. So in Shiva Nekiyim, I have to do one of these bedikos, one of these bracketings. So therefore, I have to either do on day one, and then it'll be Shiva Nekiyim, but starfis the bedikah before going to the mikveh. Or day seven, and that will be an act of bracketing, being koveya shivas yamim of tahara, bracketing it back to the hefsek tahara. But in Gimel, you won't be able to say that because it's not being defined as a 7-day period bracketing on both ends. So that's a thought. Now, a little bit online with this, we have another group of kulos here. The Dagal Mervava. So he has kulas here. The kula is being built on the idea that be'ikur the din's like Rav. Rav Chanina is a bit of a chumra. Even the Lashon Chanina says ve'ein lahakel. But he says there's room to be makel. What if a woman misses day one or day seven, but she gets another day? She doesn't get day one, but she gets day three. She gets day three and day seven. So Dagal Mervava has a kula. He says, as long as you have either day one or day seven, so be'ikir you have a din of Rav, he says, Logabi Rabbi Chanina, he could hear a kula. And he says, you could say it like this. What was Rabbi Chanina saying? He was saying that you need day one and day seven. So he says, he gets this from a Sefer HaTrum, and he says a chiddush. He says, Rabbi Chanina, really what he wants, his point, is that you have to have day one and day seven because you can't have a break in bedikos of more than 5 days. The mitzvah of Safra La Shiva Selim Stam is by having one and seven. That's the mitzvah. And therefore, the Torah's Koveya, if you have one and seven is enough. He says one and seven is enough because you have the beginning and the end. And the middle, you have a break of just 5 days. He says, but in a chinami, if you had more bedikos and you never had a break of more than 5 days, Rabbi Chanina would also be okay with that. Meaning, if you have day three and day seven, so between three and seven is fine. And day three, you didn't have day one, but you had to have Sektara. So just Misvara, you can hear saying, she has three, she did two bedikos, and one of them was at the end. I3 wasn't at the end, but she did a Hefsektara. So let the Hefsektara add up, join in the Cheshbon, and say, these are completely checked out days. She has a beginning, she has an end, she has two bedikos. What she's missing? She's missing nothing, because she doesn't have any long split. He says, Rabbi Chanina's, his problem was, is that if you have day one, and then you don't have day seven, so then, and then even if you do a bedika on the night of the eighth, but you had too long of a break, or if she'd have day seven without a day one, that'd be too much of a break. So that's what he says. Machruch, it's not. But that's what he writes, being somewhat on the fact that the Iker is like Rav. And therefore he says that as long as you have two bedikos and one of them is either an Aleph or Zayin, right? He doesn't rely on the Ra'ah for this, but it's either of them is an Aleph or Zayin, so you sure have Rav, you have two bedikos, the Mela, you could use the Hefsektara or use the bedika right before the Tevila and use that to supplement the beer you have in these two bedikos and make that work. So that will work. Right, that'll work, and the idea is that you're doing this bracketing. Is it mukhruch? It's not mukhruch, right? If we knew halachos like Rabbi Chanina, we wouldn't be making it like this. You could have said that, no, the beginning and end, it has to be completely bracketed, completely within Shiv and Nekiyim. Right, you could have said that too. Right? I would have thought that's maybe more mistabber. He says, no, there's no reason that the Hefsektara can't lend a helping hand here to help finish things up. So that's the din. As long as there's two bedikos and it's bracketed on both ends, so we could rely even lechatchila to go to the mikvah. Now, how many bedikos should you do lechatchila? So most Rishonim say once a day, one for each of the 7 days. L'chor, the idea being is that it's like that hider mitzvah in the din of Shiv Nekiyim. 7 days, each one should have in the daytime a bedika. The Beis Yosef is choshes for the shita of the Sefer HaTruma, that he says they have to check twice a day. And this is accepted by the poskim like the Beis Yosef. And the Sefer HaTruma, Be'emes, makes a lot of sense. Just makes a lot of sense. Why? Because Be'etzem, in Chazal, bedika seems always to be the shear of being mevara and ona, a 12-hour period. It's not really the shear of being mevara a full 24-hour day. We talk about a day needing two bedikos. That by a woman who's osik bataros, she needs two bedikos, one for the daytime, one for the nighttime. The Gemara says that even if a woman's osik bataros, unless she's mubaras. So mubaras, even if she finds down, she's not tamil mafreya. There's no tamil mafreya by her. Afal Pekin is a din, just to be careful for Taharos, that you shouldn't come to Mitami Taharos, she should do bedikos twice a day. Right? And same thing in Vestos. For an Ona, you have one bedika. If you have been choshesh two Onos, you have to do, each Ona has to have its own bedikos. So therefore, very mstaber, that if you want to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Minam Ofcher, you should have bedikos, two bedikos a day. The other Svara, that makes it really clear, even if, right, even if you think this is a big chumrah twice a day, the emes is, it's a little bit hard for me to hear not that way, that it's not twice a day. A little hard to me to hear how it's even possible not to be twice a day on some level, at least as, because the emes is, by a woman who's osik bataros, we're worried about taros becoming tame, we're masaking bedikos twice a day. Now, a woman, labayla, that's an iser kares. The chores pashli, you should always have to do twice a day. Right? She's going to be with her husband. She should do twice a day. To be mavar, she's taka tahora. So why doesn't she do that? So we mentioned once, there's a rush who says, the reason we don't do that, as based on the Gemara says, shema yil libo nokfo. We don't want people to always have to be so worried about that maybe their wife is becoming a nida. It's going to take away from the romance. Fine. But that's if she's tahar. But if she's tummy anyway, so why don't we want to do two bedikos? Right, two bedikos is the right thing to do to be careful. So the chayra, That's definitely what should be done. L'maisa Shulchan Aruch, no one's really cholik there. If a woman has a problem that maybe it's damaka, she has something with makos, so then you can be makel. You can makel and just do an aleph and zayin, because anyway the dam could be dam makos. So you don't want to be with tam here for no reason. But stam a woman who doesn't have makos, there's no reason to be makel. It's some mori hara. I've heard from people they're having a hard time getting tahora. The woman's seeing a lot of dam. Likely she's a zavah d'oraisa. And they want to help her out. So what do they tell her? We're dark. Okay, we're colored. Okay, and you don't believe in hargasha, so therefore she's not going to have any problem there. What about bedikos? So don't do bedikos. Just do the minimum number of bedikos. So the problem is that there's a din of zav in the Torah, and there's a din Torah that she's supposed to be careful. You're not trying to hide from it. There really is such a thing as zava today. There are women who have problems, and they really are zavas. The problems that they have today, some women, they just, their hormones aren't working exactly right. For different reasons this might happen, right? The birth control pills is one reason. Menopause will be another reason. Different things could cause this, that something's not right, and she's taka a zava. And if you're going to trick her way through it, you accomplish, what are you accomplishing? You're accomplishing karis. They're not going to get karis because the rav is being matter, so they're going to get the shemaim good. And what's going to be with the onus of karis? So the rav will get it, right? The shkagan hara is all shkagas talmud all azadon. So it's not something, it's not something to be. I heard Rav Moshe with Davin that his avos yisrael should not cause him to give kulos that aren't right. You have a big bekias, you know everything, and you have tons of avos yisrael, so let's help people out. Yeah. You'll be helping them, because for them it'll be mutter, but it's a serious, serious business. So stam the shidu b'dikos. I saw a chumra, I only saw one safer. So I feel funny quoting it. I'll just mention it, because it makes sense to me, but I saw in the safer Shalmei Tahara, he says, not a famous sefer. It's the sefer I just know is given out to the mikveh ladies in Muncie. It's by the Beis Hora of Muncie. I don't know if it exists anymore. But he says in there a chumrah that if a woman finishes a nikiyam and her husband's not around and she's not going to the mikveh, she really should go to the mikvah. But if she's not going to the mikvah and she finished Shiv Nakiyam, she should keep doing bedikos. Wow. Okay, that's how we spoke about back then. Okay. Different, right. But he says that they, and right. So the MS is that's the concept there too. That it's always good to do bedikos. So that's, I haven't seen this any safer. People are, everyone's scared because having makas is so common. It's like, there's women who have makas, but they really are pretty common. And especially I would not say it before getting married. I wouldn't say it. But that's the concept. Etz and bedikos are a good thing. They interfere with perivirivya, but if they're not interfering, so etzem, you're not trying to hide. There's no idea in Chazal that we're trying to hide from if she's authentically tamea. I'll share with you one medrash rabbah, just because it's about the in and of the importance of doing bedikos and not looking for kulos. The Yikar Rabbah Yutes Dalet. It says, quotes a pasuk, it's saying, why does a woman become a zava? So the Gemara, the Medrash quotes a pasuk, it says, Be'altzaltayim yimach hamikra. The roof starts caving in, it says, referring to the makar, through laziness, u'b'shval yadayim, and by keeping your hands low, yidlaf habayis, the house will start dripping. So it says, this is telling you about what causes zava. What causes zava? Right? We all know what causes tzaraas, but what causes zava? So two chatam singles out. One is not being tznius. It's right, it's a vikar rav. Sounds like it's probably like a modern sefer. But it's the vikar, I said, that's all time that you're lazy that you're lazy from getting properly dressed when you go outside. And shuffle your dayim is that you're being bodik, but you're not being bodik well. You keep your hands low. You're not really going up high on your bedikas to check things out well. And through that, zivas comes. So it comes out, if a woman's a zava, maybe the best thing is to be more careful about doing bedikos. Wow. Right? I'm just talking if it's for sure that it's not makas causing it. If makas causing it, so then just do Aleph and Zayin. But if she knows that's not the problem, the problem is it's coming from the makar, so then she should be careful. When the bedikos in general, so you see from the smedrash, it's nice to do a deep bedikos. It's definitely the right thing to do a deep bedika. Bidyeved, so, you know, it's not so pashut. There's a rive, very strange rive, says the bedika should be so deep it should go add the piha makar. Very difficult. How does anyone do that? Beisosa says to be makbid like that on a hefsek tara. The gra, though, as pointed out, the gra says, no, the other poskim, you don't see that. You see in the rive, we don't see in another poskim. And it's not mustaber. It's just not mustaber that the Torah would be making you do such a thing. Churim v'tzedakim, we assume you do need. Right? The Gemara says by a woman being bodek for taharos, but assume that you need that. So if a woman doesn't want to go deep, sometimes a woman doesn't want to go deep because there's a makkah deep in. You know, more often than not, the makkahs are found closer to the cervix. So to go not so deep, but she should do a whole 360 degree like loop with her finger, so at least she gets the churim v'tzedakim at least on the lower portion of the Beis Hachitzo. Last issue, I didn't see anyone talk about well enough, is a kal who does bedikos. So she also has to do shiv nikiyim. She definitely needs a good hefsek tara, right? Even mitzareisa, she needs a good hefsek tara, we said. Problem is, a basula can't put her finger in. It's sometimes she could, depending, you know, depending on the woman, but many kalas, they're so closed up that they can't get anything in there. You know, some have been using tampons or other things, so it's open there a little bit, but if it's not open at all, they're basulim or taka closed, they're women who can't get in at all. So what do you do about that? So there's a bach who says, even if you can't do churim and stakim, so a makam that's efsher, so it's okay. They you don't go in that much. Just do the best you could. Even in the Bach, this is a Bach in Kuf Tzadi Beis. He's talking about going in. You go in, you just don't go very much in. Some women can't go in at all. They can't. Some cows, they can't get in more than their fingernail. Just doesn't go in. So what to do then? So the standard sack on the street is so you can't go in, you can't go in. That's not Pashas the right sack because Hefsek Taras Ma'akev Minatayra. The right sack is what the Gemara says. I don't know why this Gemara is not more quoted. There's a Gemara that says about, I believe it's on Daf Yud Aleph. It says like this, that the basulos, what they did was they put oil in them. They somehow injected oil into themselves, clear oil, and the oil then came out, and they would check the oil when it came out. They would wipe themselves with a white cloth, and then they would see that oil. Is there any blood on that oil? Right? So that's something a woman could do. If a woman can't do bedikos, or also if a woman has makos and she doesn't want to irritate the makos. It's clear from this Gemara, if you inject oil into a woman and then check the oil that comes out, right, it should be something clear enough that you can see dam in it. So that would be a good bedika. So, but Pashas, if you'd ask me, though I haven't seen anyone say this, I'm a little bit scared to say it, but that should be the right thing for a kala to do.
How would you inject oil?
How would you get oil? That's kasha.
Inject oil?
There are things to do that. Yeah, there are syringes. Yeah. Not so complicated. So that's... It's probably, I haven't seen anyone say that, but that's... I don't know what else to do. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it should be something that...